pressing down my chest. Was it a dead man I was struggling against? Who knows? I shall never know. All I can say is that I won. I succeeded in digging a hole through this wall of dying people, a little hole through which I could drink in a small quantity of air.
Father, how are you?
I asked, as soon as I could utter a word. I knew he could not be far from me.
Well,
answered a distant voice, which seemed to come from another world. I tried to sleep. He tried to sleep. Was he right or wrong? Could one sleep here? Was it not dangerous to allow your vigilance to fail even for a moment, when at any minute death could pounce upon you? I was thinking of this when I heard the sound of a violin. The sound of a violin in this dark shed where the dead were heaped on the living. What madman could be playing the violin here at the brink of his own grave? Or was it really an hallucination? It must have been Uliak. He played a fragment from Beethoven's concerto. I had never heard sounds so pure, in such a silence. How had he managed to free himself, to draw his body from under mine without my being aware of it? It was pitch dark. I could hear only the violin, and it was as though Uliak's soul were the bow. He was playing his life. The whole of his life was gliding on the strings, his lost hopes, his charred past, his extinguished future. He played as he would never play again. I shall never forget Uliak. How could I forget that concert given to an audience of dying and dead men? To this day, whenever I hear Beethoven played, my eyes close and out of the dark rises the sad, pale face of my Polish friend as he said farewell on his violin to an audience of dying men. I do not know for how long he played. I was overcome by sleep. When I awoke in the daylight, I could see Uliak.